I'm gonna also send you one of these, Gary.
Okay.
You snap a picture and post it, because that's a part of our promotion. Okay.
Okay. That's part of our promotion. Email me that and I'll blast it, or
I want to email it to you. I'll send it to you in Messenger. And then I send it to you in Messenger, and then you just snap your picture and put it out there to the world, because that's part of the
problem. Okay, you got it.
Digging the background, Mr. Stewart.
Yeah, this one's a little better.
Yes, it's all you. It speaks to you. So, you pulled an oracle card for your sister.
Mm-hmm.
What is it saying?
So needs, that which is essential for our mental, emotional, and physical survival. More often than not, we feel our needs weren't met, but ultimately, we wouldn't be here if they were not. Most people focus on their unmet needs, not meeting their essential needs themselves. Mm-hmm. Depending on others to meet your needs can lead you to victimization, which helps you be a prisoner of the past. Recognize the resources that you do have, so you can also ask for whatever you need. Miracles happen by allowing yourself to receive.
Yes, yes. And I am a needy person. Yes, I am. I have been able to be a blessing to a few people. Actually, I was just talking to Mama, and I know somebody right now they haven't asked me, and I like it when they don't ask me, but I've been able to be a blessing to them today. So I understand what needs are all about.
Absolutely. Right?
Look who I got here. Where's my little pointer? Hold on. I'm gonna cut this part out. Brains, look who has beamed in from outer space. That is Gary Stewart. Now, let me tell you, I went to a conference here in San Diego, California, and I had the privilege of meeting Gary there. We connected on social media, and I have been following him. And you're talking about somebody that is on the outer limits, okay? I totally dig his vibe, his energy, his commentary, his snarkiness, all of that. He is really a winner. And I wanted to introduce you to him. And we're going to have a real candid, random conversation about what's going on in the world, what's going on in the cosmos, what is perceived reality, because some of y'all got it twisted, okay? We're going to talk about, Mr. Gates, Bill Gates, because he's at the forefront of vaccine and medicine all of a sudden for somebody that didn't graduate college. I'm not hating. I'm just saying. We're going to talk about a whole lot of stuff. And Gary is a best-selling author. He's written 6 books, and he is in the throes of doing 2 more. So, Brains, help me welcome him to The Edge, my friend. There he is, Gary Stewart.
Hey. Thank you. Thank you so much, April. Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here and have a real discussion, not the narrative that's forced down our throat every day by the fear box.
Woo, Lord have mercy. Let me tell you, the boob tube, it is something out of this world. Absolutely. It drives me crazy. I can't turn it on during the course of the day. I turn it on in the morning, make sure that I'm not headed into danger. And then I listen to the recap at night. But during the course of the day, I can't do it with the pundits, everybody's opinions, and, they don't know no more than the next person. And
exactly. These
things that are going on now, all this lying and trickery.
Oh, absolutely. And, the sad thing about it, I'm getting like 2 to 3 messages and Facebook things today about people committing suicide.
Oh, geez.
That fear that they're generating, there's no hope. You're going to get a virus. You're going to die. You're going to die. You're going to die. People who get it, that depresses the human immune system. And when you're locked in incarceration, I call it house arrest.
Oh, yeah.
Not stay at home. House arrest. It's creating depression, which people feel hopeless. And I guarantee you the suicide rates are going to be higher than the COVID death rates.
Well, the suicide and also the depression and the post-traumatic stress disorder.
Absolutely.
I cannot imagine. I just got off the phone with my mother's doctor. And shout out to Kaiser. Okay, I don't care what y'all say.
Okay.
I love them. They are good to me. They call here. My mother is 90. They call just to see how she's doing. They know that there's no problem. They're going to send out a mobile service to come and draw her blood. Again, there are options, Brains. Yesterday, I took her out, and she wasn't excited about going out. She fought me tooth and nail. And we went out, and we had some fast food, and we sat there in the parking lot and listened to music.
Yeah.
And it just warmed my heart. It warmed my heart. So I'm not going to be a prisoner of this. I've already surrendered.
Exactly.
I said, if anything happens to me, I know I've been a good soldier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to go on and rise up in that blatosphere up there, what you got.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, what's striking about it is it's hitting minorities harder. So I wonder if there's some genetic manipulation going on.
You wonder? Of course.
Yeah. It's very diabolical. Very diabolical. And it's not this accident. Just like the myth of AIDS was one infected monkey bit a black man in the jungle and the whole world got it instantaneously.
Right.
It's just the same thing. One Chinese person eating a bat and the whole
world
infected overnight. Come on, they always put these stupid myths to see how stupid we are. I'm not buying it. And guess what? The whole AIDS myth was generated by Fauci back in the 80s in San Francisco. Wow. So wow. he's had like five dress rehearsals to get to this.
Wasn't Pence over the response efforts? Yeah, well, you know, and you know what his belief and philosophy is on the gay community. He's not.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And racial stuff in Indiana. Yeah, he's not a good person either.
No, so check this out. So when we met at the conference here in San Diego.
Yeah, EBC.
Yeah, I asked a question. And I think mine was one of the most popular questions. What would it be like in the world if we all told the truth? So when we broke off into our groups and we talked about it, I was fascinated to realize and to understand that the truth is not everybody's truth. Truth right. is a matter of perception of what you think it is. That's scary. So I see that you have a blue background. Blue is blue. But you know what? You may say, oh, no, that's teal or that's aqua.
Right.
That's navy. I didn't really realize how intense that was. So that's why people are believing a lot of this bullshit that they're hearing all the time. Because,
I love it.
You know, they're tricking themselves into believing this perception. Go a little deeper. Tell me what that is, Gary.
Well, it's called cognitive dissonance, that you don't want to believe that people would lie or do you harm. So there's this, which is fine. It's great to be trustful and think, you know, but the biggest lie basically is I'm the government and I'm here to help you. You know, somebody posted on Facebook a sign from Nazism that the Nazis had posters all over Germany. We're here to keep you safe. That was the Nazi slogan. We know how that turned out.
Right.
You know what I mean? So everyone who promises you stuff. So there was a movie out a few years ago by Noam Chomsky. It was about communication. It was called Manufactured Consent. The four-hour movie was to show you how the media puts messages out there to get you to say yes. So if you look at all the fear they're putting out, I have a disease, I have a virus, I have this or that. There's no talk about a healthy immune system. They said you're either infected or you're asymptomatic and infected. There's no room to be healthy. So they just have the sickness and death stuff that they're actually, if you really understand CIA operation, it's called PSYOPs. When you psychologically program people so you get the result that you want. So everyone's going to run to Bill Gates. You're the savior. You have a vaccine. Oh, the vaccine may kill us. The first person in London to try the vaccine trial was dead in 24 hours.
Wait, check this out. Yesterday, I heard that there are 16,000 people, healthy people, that have signed up to be the lab rats for any new vaccine that goes up. These are healthy people. That have signed
Absolutely.
Up. I love you, but you're not injecting me. I don't even let them inject me with a flu.
Yeah. And I'm anti-vaccination. And if vaccinations were clean and pure was one thing. My great niece almost died from, she got a free Gardasil shot at recess at school. She was hospitalized in Mass General. She's in New Hampshire with severe autoimmune infection. The doctor in 50 years said, I've never seen anything like this. I had my sister, her grandmother say, well, she's been in perfect health since she got the Gardasil shot. He said, oh, no, she was born with an AIDS-like illness. And my sister said, no, she's not. She's never even had a cold. She's in perfect health until she got that shot at school. He said, oh, a vaccination could never do this kind of damage. She was born, you know, compromised, which was a bold-faced lie. He couldn't even face the fact of what was right in front of him was generated by a toxic vaccination.
Now, you know, I don't know if I'm really totally anti-vaccine, okay? There's smallpox and there's...
I got those five, but remember in the 50s and 60s, they weren't loaded up with aluminum. They might have had some thimerosal in them. They are so toxic now. Polysorbate 40, polysorbate 80. Guess what those two ingredients do together? They sterilize rats. Guess what's in Gardasil? Polysorbate 80, 40 and 80 together, which is the sterilization agent. Africa, Nigeria, they looked at, what was it? Bill Gates was offering, was it polio? He was offering free vaccinations. I forget which one it was. They looked at the science behind it. And they said, why did you put a sterilization agent in there?
Right.
And he's been booted out of India, out of Africa, just for the toxic stuff in the vaccine. I'm not anti-vaccination if they're clean, but when you're putting it, I guarantee you one day, do you know they have formaldehyde in vaccination? I guarantee you one day they're going to find out the ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, that's so prevalent right now, is from the formaldehyde you've been injecting in a vaccination. Wow. Now, I argued with my doctor. I said, we've had refrigeration for 100 years. Why would you have to put formaldehyde to preserve it when you could put it in a refrigerator?
Right.
And take it out of the refrigerator and give it to me.
That's crazy. You know, and again, they always want to test out these vaccines in heavily populated minority countries.
Absolutely. France got in hot water last week.
Do it in Ireland. Oh, hell no. No, you don't want to do that. You want to do it in India. You want to do it in Africa.
Absolutely.
You know,
and where does Bill Gates do all his work? India and Africa. He's been booted out of India and Africa now. And the funny thing is, in France, they said, well, let's go to Africa to test these human trials on black people. He actually said it like that. He was shut down within 24 hours.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't believe that. And yeah, he's got a lot of money, but I believe he's a mad scientist too. I'm not going for all of that. You know,
absolutely.
And you know, he's so wonderful in this. Then he may be.
Oh my God!
But I believe that he's got an agenda. So let's talk about some other agendas. You know, there's a lot of trickery when it comes to this stimulus. What do you think about this money? Where they come up with these trillions of dollars, Gary?
Well, number one, it's funny money. It's just, you know, it's actually digital money that's printed as debt. Well, the interesting thing that all the corporations are getting bailed out and none of the people. Somebody posted on Facebook, do you realize you just took on $18,000 worth of debt to get a $1,000 check in the mail? So and all that debt for these corporations and billionaires gets tacked onto the deficit. Guess who's in charge of the deficit? The people, not the billionaires. They pay no taxes.
No, they don't pay any tax. I'm opening up some light here, so just give it a break.
Okay, yeah, no worries. So in essence, we're giving the billionaires a free ride, which is very unfair because we're doing the most amount of suffering. They couldn't spend their money in 20 lifetimes. And yet they're willing to harness us with debt. I mean, it really makes it like we're all sharecroppers to the billionaires.
Well, the thing is, what do you need with all this damn money? Okay, now look, I'm not a miser, okay?
Yeah.
But I've got common doggone sense. There's only so much you can spend. Brains, I want you to sit back and look in your checkbook. Look at how much money you've saved on gas, on eating out.
Right.
Necessary clothing. What about your, you know, getting your hair done, getting your nails done? You know, you're not going nowhere. How much weight have you lost from stress? You know, the gas for going back and forth.
Or gained,
you know? Yeah. Right. But look at those. Look, you know, weigh it out because there has been some significant changes here. And you need to really kind of get smart about what's going on. Because this is some trickery. And I'm telling you, you think you got this little stimulus money. And you so excited about your $200. Well, I was excited about mine too. However, I know come 2021, it's going to be some sort of offset. So you're going to get that $2,400 plus probably another $1,200. You're going to pay this back. Believe me. Absolutely.
But will the billionaires and corporations pay it back? No, it's free money. But they always put the debt on the people, but yet the people aren't good enough to get. Like other countries are giving... Germany is giving artists who are out of work $5,000 a month.
Wow.
During the crisis. Other countries are supporting their people. Only in America with the unmitigated greed are they just take, 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 give us debt, give us debt. And the government's not our friend. They're in charge of the rich people, not the we the people, and we the people bear the brunt.
Well, but you know what? Without without laws and rules, there's chaos. So there has to be some sort of governing body, okay? People are bucking up against the rule of law. They out here at the beach with no mask on. They thinking that it's a regular old day. I understand you want to open back up. Don't get me wrong. There's some places that I want to go to that are not open right now.
Right, exactly.
Be safe. And how long can we be in quarantine, Gary? I mean, you know, is it going to be 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, a year? You can't have people in total isolation. So where's the balance? Where do we strike the balance?
Yeah, I think the people are going to have to take back their power and strike it. The other thing is about going to the beach and social distancing. A lot of doctors are saying viruses are not like fleas. They don't jump from person to person. And if you really want to herd immunity, we have to intermingle. That vaccine or no vaccine, it helps our immune system to be. We're social animals. We're all social animals. And we need that contact. The other thing about being at the beach with a mask on, it's really redundant. Even Fauci said the masks are useless. Now here's
they are.
So when you're at the beach, you're breathing fresh air, negative ions, all good stuff for you being outside. And they're making it like, you know, it's a crime to go outside, which is in the
vitamin
summer.
D, you need the sun, vitamin D.
Right, exactly.
And also, the salt water takes away the electromagnetic fields. It takes
right, absolutely.
All of that. But, again, I don't want you close to me. But
no, that's fine.
But when you think about it, when you think about when you're at the beach, really, how close are you to people? You want your space.
Right, exactly. That's part of going to the beach. You have space and water. You might be 5 or 6 feet, but that's fine. And so, if you're allegedly covered with the virus swimming, that means the whole ocean is a virus, which is not true. You know what I mean?
It's ridiculous. Okay, so now let's talk about your books.
Yes.
Tell my brains a little bit about what is in some of these books. You done wrote six. You got a lot of
books. Oh, yeah, I got quite a few.
Okay, this is the only thing is I'm loving the background, but I'm getting a weird look on the
I know. It's coming from
right here. Hold on. Let me see. Wait, just no. Put it back. Put it back where it was and move your fingers back and just hold it steady. Move it over to your right a little bit. Okay. Hold on. I don't know. What I'm going to have you do, it's contrasting with it. It's not giving the... But I'll tell you what we do. I'm going to post all of your books regardless. Yeah. So I want you to take a picture of all of them and then we'll post them.
I have an Amazon author page. It has all the books in a line. I'll send you that link. That'll be much easier.
Okay. And I want you to send a couple of books so that I can raffle them off to my brains.
Okay. You got it.
So tell me, what in the world are you sitting there writing about?
Well, the new book, I happen to do some of my healing work. I'm a master at constellation healing, and I gave a private session to a quantum physicist, and he was so blown away, we decided to write a book about it, about how to, that's forthcoming. My next book, which should be out in a couple of weeks, is called Healing Human History. I'll get your copy of that. And being a white person, I've had the opportunity and the blessing to heal slavery with people of color who are my clients. And
wait, Dad. How you done heal some slavery?
Well, we have an ancestor. So it's about ancestral intelligence. And there are a lot of negatives to slavery, which I don't deny at all. But the other thing is what people forget to focus on, the strength that any person of color who had slavery in their ancestors, look at Michelle Obama, who would think her slave ancestors would ever be the first lady of the United States.
Right. Okay.
I mean, when you look at the strength and the miraculousness of what can happen, it's like, you know, good can follow bad, so to speak, is a good phrase.
Absolutely.
And so there's a strength that people of color have had that would not be defeated by slavery. And I'm not negating the people that died, either of hunger, accidents, or murdered. Just like the young gentleman just this week was shot down, which is just beyond horrific. And there's the strength. So I try to focus on the strength, and we let the perpetrators, slave owners, carry the guilt. So So the person of color doesn't have to carry the perpetrator energy that was forced into them by a negative experience of a slave owner way back when in the South.
Why do you think the white folks think that they're superior and that they are the chosen people? Why do you think they think that?
Do you want to go there? I can go there if you want to go there.
Well, I was there with Jay and Elliot a couple weeks ago, so I'm sure the journey is not far away from with you, Gary.
Exactly. Well, the Bible tells me so. Do you know that Napoleon, all the pictures of Jesus and Mary were black? It's called Black Madonna and Child.
Okay, in the Vatican, the Pope bows down to a black Madonna and Child. Did you know that? Right?
So you know what I think the biggest secret is? Jesus was black.
Ouch!
Absolutely.
That's a sticker.
No, because why wouldn't the Jews accept him? So imagine a man coming saying how it is. If the Jews rejected him and everybody, well, this black guy's going to tell me what to do. What, he's a Jew, blah, blah. If you look at racism in the picture of the world, and it was actually, biblically, they wanted to reinforce that white was pure and divine. You were closer to God if you were white, pure, and divine. Therefore, if you're not white, that means you're more devil-like and evil just because of your color. So I think the Bible, to personally, I really believe, and I've studied books that were deleted from the Bible, and so much stuff I've studied over the years, racism is a definite factor of superiority. So therefore, white people think they're closer to God because their skin is white and white is divine. That's kind of the racist biblical message that reinforces racism, insuperiority, which is all false, by the way. I'm not saying I believe this. I'm just saying how it was written and how it's acted out in the world.
Right.
And how would a monkey wrench in modern society be if you just added, I just painted a picture of Jesus, a black man on a cross. I started doing art, so I'm doing racism through art to just show that what if the Christ was a crucified black man? Mm. Now that would throw a monkey wrench into lots of people's beliefs. Well, especially the KKK.
Yeah, oh yeah, you know. And I just feel sorry for those individuals because you're at such a disadvantage when you don't include everybody. You know, yeah. God made the rainbow. Could you imagine
Absolutely.
Every flower in the field looked the same? Could you imagine if every, you know, car looked the same? You know, it would be boring.
Boring, okay. Absolutely.
So just open yourself up to some real stuff.
Yeah, and who says God is a man?
Right.
Who said God is a man?
Right.
So I've challenged some religious people that I saw proselytizing. I said, how do you know God isn't a black woman in the sky giving birth to all of creation? No, I said that to them. I said, how dare you say that it's a white guy who hates everyone and wants to kill you? I said, that's a false narrative right there, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was created by mankind, you know? If God wrote the book, I mean, I feel Revelation is one of the realest books in the Bible. And probably Moses,
right now.
Moses with the Ten Commandments as well. Those two stories. But if you look how the Bible opens with Genesis, Eve corrupted Adam.
Right.
She destroyed. It's like you're demonizing women from the first page, which is called misogyny. And misogyny in the world, as much as there is racism, which is very unfortunate, misogyny is even worse because it's castigating all females as bad, evil, corruptive, which is how the male patriarchy has gotten by these 2,000 years. But that's about to come to a close, which I really feel is what's happening right now. The patriarchy is dying and the feminine is rising.
The feminine is rising, but they better rise correctly. Because just because you change the gender does not mean you change the isms. And I tell people,
absolutely.
You know, because I have been jacked up by more women, okay, than men.
Yeah.
I've been hit on by more women than men.
Oh, don't brag.
Well, you know, pretty is.
Exactly.
But, you know, but I have been beat up and denied opportunities in the workplace. By more women than men. So don't come and tell me that, you know, women are rising. And another thing I find so annoying is everyone that I talk to, I work exclusively with women. So what you're telling me is that women are still deficient. We are the givers of life.
Right. Okay? Absolutely.
And I don't know why people feel that they should only work with women. I want to work with humanity.
Right,
I want to work with all genders, all races. I don't care, gay, straight, transgender, absolutely, whatever. We all have
the same way.
Mm-hmm. My God makes no mistakes.
Exactly. Absolutely.
And so there's parents out here that are dealing with their children that they don't understand who they are. They're trying to force them to be something that they're not.
Right.
There are people in these relationships, you know, right now there's a lot of domestic violence. People
yeah.
doing that. Like you said, there's a lot of suicide going on. There is some stuff in the mix. Okay, so I see you out there in the universe. Okay, I'm feeling your aura. How do we work at getting better, Gary?
Yeah, well, I think we have to identify the problem. If you really look at the core dynamics of our species, whether we're looking at slavery, misogyny, sexism, racism, everything, it's really perpetrator-victim energy. Someone that wants power, whether it's a Bill Gates or it's the King of England, the Queen of England, people just want power. And there's a phrase out there, I forget, I think it was Lord Acton. He said, power, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And that's like a given of the universe. So people who have power, it's not about money. Bill Gates has all the money in the world. What is he after now? I want to control the whole planet. I want to show how much power I have. And Melinda Gates was on NBC yesterday, and she had an upside down crucifix on. And then they posted pictures of Hillary Clinton with an upside down crucifix, Chelsea Clinton with upside down crucifix. I think there's a satanic side to all this stuff. And there's a movie out there that you can get on YouTube free, Out of the Shadows. And it was like how Satanism is portrayed covertly in Hollywood. And it's a really good, it's a free video. It's called Out of Shadows, how Hollywood has been reinforcing Satanism through symbolic visuals in movies for years. And then you start to look at like the upside down crucifix. I really think there's a satanic loose, and I didn't develop this till a couple of weeks ago. Once I saw that movie, I said, oh my God, it's right in front of us and we're not seeing it. So I think there's a satanic. Microsoft did a commercial 2 weeks ago with a known Satanist artist. She's a famous artist, and she did a thing in Los Angeles at the LA County Museum where they had a woman made of sponge cake, like a naked woman's body, and people were taking knives, cutting into it, and there was red syrup all over it. Ooh. So and everyone was there. Every A-list star was there, and they were taking a knife and cutting her leg off and putting it in their mouth. And it was like, this was an art exhibit. Well, the reason I'm saying it, Microsoft used her as a spokesperson for Microsoft for 48 hours when they took it down because they said, Microsoft is promoting Satanism. Why would Bill Gates do that if he wasn't involved in Satanism? So there's a very dark Luciferian component here that it's like a second layer that we don't see, but it is there. And just...
You talked about Revelations, okay?
Absolutely.
I never thought in my lifetime that I would see that. I thought I'd be dead and gone.
It's here.
All the serpents, and they're coming up out the ground, brain, okay? And if you don't see them, you better watch out. I'm going to post a picture. This morning on my walk, what did I run across? But a snake, okay? And I was like, now see, I'm not afraid of this serpent, okay? Because I'm covered in the blood and I will stomp on your head, okay?
Right, absolutely.
I'm not afraid, okay? But it's out there and people just don't realize it. This coronavirus is the devil. We have been fighting this invisible enemy forever.
Absolutely.
And so there's so many things that are going on in the world. So you do... you do a lot of work with Oracle cards too. Why do you find those significant? Because
I made my own. I don't know why this is doing this.
I know, because it's jacking me up, but that's all right.
I know. I'll send you the thing that's here. It's got a glossy cover on it. Anyway, So I made these. So the constellation work, we look at family dynamics, negative family dynamics we were born into, but I always offer a way out too. So I pulled another card for you during the show here. We started one. Her first one was needs. And guess what I pulled out? Spirit for your second one.
Okay.
Spirit.
I am.
Absolutely. That's why I love you. So spirit is the vital principle of light, animating the body as it interfaces with the soul. The inside, hiding in plain sight, is spirit. In everything, even if it's unseen or cloaked, it's always fueled by unconditional love. It moves in and out of our awareness. Spirit dwells eternally in the midst of kindness or violence equally. Everyone has spirit essence, whether they behave with benevolence or malice. The biggest mistake humanity makes lies in believing that some people have dominion over spirit when it's equally shared by all. That's an example of the definition, and you are the definition of spirit, sweetheart.
I am trying to radiate, and I'm humbled by that. I am, because I be on the grind, okay? I get on my knees, brains, okay? I talk to my God two times a day, okay?
I'm absolutely not
grateful for something. I'm grateful. I have great guests. I have great friends. I'm tearful. I'm beyond belief. But Gary, I am so glad that you are here with me. Ed, you got to come back, because we be vibing. Braze, I'm telling you, check him out. Follow him. He is from the outer limits, okay? No holds bar. Ask him questions.
Absolutely.
He's so smart. I mean, how many books have you read already this year?
Oh, read or written, both. I'm an avid reader, so I study. I don't just look at the right side, what the right side is saying, the science side, and the left side is saying. So
when I do too.
A doctor came out yesterday. I'll send it to you privately after our call. He said we're actually suffering not from a virus, but cyanide poisoning. And the cyanide poisoning, about not being able to breathe, having dry pneumonia, which has never happened before. Pneumonia is always wet.
Right.
And everyone says, what is this dry pneumonia? He said, that's the first symptom of cyanide poisoning. He thinks that the GMOs that are grown in the fields, even in Wuhan, China, have migrated into the air, and people are breathing in cyanide full of the glyphosate, Monsanto's anti-weed chemicals, mind you, blending with the moisture in the air and being with the particulates of pollution, we're breathing it into our lungs. And that's actually what the disease really is, cyanide poisoning. But they're saying it's a virus. I'll send you this doctor, this MD, who's a biomolecular chemist.
I'll send you the link.
I couldn't stop watching it. It's an hour video. It's long, but he is brilliant.
And I told people, I said, you know what? How could it have spread so quickly? You know, it is in our food. It's in our water. If you think that it's not, you're fooling yourself.
Okay? Right, exactly.
It is in the air. These are.
So that's what he said. He said it evaporates in the air from the glyphosate in the farm fields with the moisture, rain, and moisture as it evaporates from the soil. It gets in the air. Then the wind takes it all over the world instantaneously. He said, how else could something spread around the whole planet if it wasn't done by the wind?
What?
Fast.
You better take note, brain, okay? And again, I bring you the best and the brightest, because we want options. We want choices. I'm not bringing
absolutely.
I don't have time for that.
And even if I was wrong, we got to open the dialogue to look at all angles. And I'm not saying I'm the right, the truth, or this or that, but why don't we look at 75 other dimensions of this alleged pandemic disease that they won't let anyone broadcast on Facebook, YouTube, Google? They're censoring and banning everything. They only want the narrative, this virus will kill you, this virus will kill you, stay inside, fear, 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 fear. So who benefits from all this? Of course, I spoke about manufacturer consent. Oh, Bill Gates will save us. He's the knight in shining armor. Buy Bill Gates vaccine. And Bill Gates went on Ellen last week and said, we can open up the earth when I vaccinate 7.5 billion people.
Did you hear that?
On Ellen, he said that we'll go back to normal once I vaccinate 7.5 billion people. Who's going to make the money? Who's going to be a multi-trillionaire when that happens? You know, and everyone will bow to the satanic Bill Gates. And what's in that vaccination? The irony, he wants to do a nano vaccination right here. And guess what this spot is on the left arm here?
Oh, I know
guess
what it is.
That's where IBM created the numbers that went on the arms of the Jews.
That's right.
And Bill Gates wants the same nano tattoo put exactly where the Jews had their tattoos. And no one sees it. I don't know why the Jewish people, some Holocaust survivors that went on Facebook, it's happening again. It's happening again. This is what we went through in 1933, and it's happening again. The virus is the ruse that's being used. And don't forget, Hitler called Jews a virus on Germany. We got to kill the infection and virus of Germany in 1933 to 1944. Hitler said there's a viral attacking Germany. It's going to infect Germany. We got to stamp it out. What is stamping it out? Auschwitz is stamping it out. Nazism is stamping it out. So what is happening now? Now they're saying
the
with contact.
The white supremacist is trying to shoot it out.
Right, yeah, exactly. Like a gun can protect you from a virus.
Yeah, right. You know, I don't get it. I don't get it.
I know. It's fear. But it's fear going crazy.
It is. And it's the perceived reality. And
yeah, exactly.
It's strange and it's dangerous. Well, Gary, let me tell you, you're going to come back on the edge because I knew that this was going to be a spirited conversation.
Absolutely.
Again, like I said, you know, you do with this information what you want. We know what we're going to do with it. We're going to survive with it, okay? And if you, and if you can agree to disagree, just don't show up disagreeable on the edge. That's all.
Absolutely.
That's fine. We're going to hear your point of view. Go back and listen to other edgy conversations here on Blog Talk Radio. We are on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram. We are all over the Mickey Freaky Planet. We are out in the universe, okay? Look at that. We got people beaming in from outer space. Gary, tell my brains how to get in contact with you, baby. I want them to
You can go to my website, GaryStewartHealing.com. I've been interviewed on national TV, ABC and NBC, with my healing work on Constellations. And I'll also give April my Amazon link that has all my books and the Oracle cards, too. I'll email that to you, and I can post it with the link to the show, too. So that way I'll blast your show and just put my links on there if people are interested in learning more.
Well, let me tell you, it's a wealth of information, and you are so freaking fun.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so when you are back here, you know, I'm going to take a chance on hugging you. You let me know.
We're
going to go out to the beach.
I'll get matching hazmat suits.
And knowing you, you probably have one, too. You're funny.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it won't be white.
You're funny. All right. I love you deeply and completely. Take care of yourself, okay? We need people like you in the universe to make us think.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Bye, baby.
Blessings. Much love. Mwah. To everyone. Thank you.